Questions in English for Roger?
Roger, this guy has wrecked an Olympics for you. He's wrecked one Wimbledon. He's wrecked one U.S. Open. That run through your mind before you walked in the court to play Thomas Berdy?
Not really. I mean, I'm aware that I've had some tough matches against him in the past, and that he can be very tough. And when he plays his game very well, that he can, you know, take it away from you. Because if you can do it over five sets like he has at Wimbledon and at the U.S. Open against me in the past, you know, the best of three set match on the hard court, you know, it's a good 10 minutes for him maybe. You know, winning a breaker in the first set or breaking there and then breaking early in the second and just bringing it home is much easier. Thing is, we haven't played very much in recent years, only once I think last year in Dubai and once before that in Dubai as well. So because we haven't played very often, I also don't think we thought of those matches that much because they go way back. Plus those both conditions in Dubai are faster. So it was more about serving and returning, whereas today, you know, movement came into it maybe a bit more as well and maybe some more tactical play. So I saw it more isolated today, trying to play a good match and not thinking so much about what has happened in the past, really.
Roger, you played Rafa here again. Last time you played him here in 2013, I think, is when sort of the back issues started up.
Yeah,
just wondering if you could look back to that match and your decision to play through that pain and everything that went on.
I mean, against Rafa, I was already feeling a little bit better, but. So I didn't actually have that much pain. I was just unbelievably scared to play, and I should never play against Stan. Actually, that was my problem there that year. But I played great against him in 12, and 13 was just like a bit of a waste, to be honest. But I was feeling okay by then, and just scared against Rafa. I was never gonna do it. So going into the match, it was not the best feeling, to be honest, knowing that 99% of the there's a chance that I'm not going to win this match, you know. So that's normally how I don't want to play. And basically after that match, I promise myself I'll never do that again if I know I can't win.
How do you feel now going into possibly another third match in 4 years again?
Yeah, I mean, first he's got to win. He's got a tough one against Raonic, but let's say he does win. I think matches against him are always tough. You know, he's going to play the percentages high, he's going to not miss many shots, he's got a great forehand, one of the best ever, and you know, then physically and mentally he's always going to be there, and that's what makes him so tough and so good over all these years. That's why he has the records he has, and he's beaten me and other players so many times, just because every single day he shows up and does a great job, and I have unbelievable respect for that.
Thomas said that you did pretty much everything perfect today. Did you feel that it was something like that?
Yeah, but I think I really played well off the baseline, so I had control from the baseline, and then I guess what he would have needed today is really high first serve percentage, a lot of aces when he had to keep the pressure on me that way, because I was serving well and moving well, so maybe there's not going to be that many chances for him on the return as it is, but at least he could have stayed with me longer, and you know, as the match goes on, maybe he would have also found his groove better. But for me, I found it quickly, and I felt like I was hitting the ball well, but also playing the right way. And when those two things happen, it was always going to be tough for him, because conditions are slower than they were against him in Dubai or other places. I think I was really able to utilize the court much more, play more angles. You know, play with variation, spin and slice, and I did that very well. So it was a great match to back it up after the good match I played against Sofia.
Is there an extra satisfaction with bagging an opponent as good as Thomas, or is it just another win?
Yeah, well, not just another win, it's another win against a top 10 player, against Berdych, who has played me tough in recent years, but if it's 6-1, 6-love, 6-2, 6-3, honestly, for me, it makes no difference as long as. So I just try to keep pushing forward, trying to get one more break, to get the safety break, and if I can then extend even more, you know, might as well. But I'm not the kind of guy who takes great joy out of play with an opponent, to be honest.
You know, in other sports, they talk about when they have a great rival, it brings out their best. Like, you know, in other sports, basketball, or magic. Can you talk about the rival with you and Rafa, and what it does for you, and maybe how maybe helped or enhanced your legacy?
What legacy?
Your legacy.
If it what?
If having a rival like Rafa has helped and enhanced your legacy.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's nice and it's good for the game to have rivalries, preferably a few, but you can only always focus on a couple, probably. But what I like about tennis is that you can have great careers side by side. If you looked at, you know, at what happened the last 10 years or so, that Novak, myself, Rafa, also Murray and all the other guys, and there's so many guys who did such great careers. We achieved so much and that at the same time, you know, so we really are very lucky to be in our sport because we have an unbelievable amount of highlights. In the beginning, clearly, I tried to fight it, to not accept it that he was my rival, I did have a rival because I was playing so well in 2004 and then 5, but very quickly did I realize, of course, when he beat me the first time in Miami, that this wasn't just a fluke, this was a, you know, probably a legend in the making, and you know, he's been around forever. He's created things that are just mind-blowing, you know, Monaco record, French Open record, and many others. I think it's been actually very cool playing against him over all these years, and I'm sure it's made me a better player throughout. I hope I did a little bit of the same against him, but for me, definitely I had to try to come up with different game plans, maybe practice with more lefties. As I went along in my career, that helped me to improve certain things in my game, for sure.
Do you think all these rivals, not just him, but Novak and Andy, has helped you maintain such a high level of 33 because you had to keep...
Yeah, maybe, absolutely. Not just them. I think also very influential was the generation of my players that came up, you know, with Hewitt, Safin, Ferreira, Roddick, because we really pushed each other forward, same as the Rafa, Novak, Andy generation of those age players. You know, I think when you have that many great players at the same age, you push yourself forward. So I think that's I was lucky enough to have that when I came up, and then trying to separate myself from them, which was not really possible, I must say, because they were that great. And then finally, when I was world number one, the next wave rolled in. So it's been always very interesting for me, and it kept me going and definitely motivated me to work harder, and that's why I'm so competitive still today.
Yeah, going back to your 2013 injury, last year when you came back here, you said that because of that, you had to change the way you train yourself, you had changed repetitions, drills, and so on and so forth. And that because of the changes, the trial and error situation, it took a long time for you to figure out how to best train yourself. 1 year later, you look in pretty good shape. Do you feel that you've reached, you found a training regime that can carry you through the next 3-5 possible years?
I mean, I would hope so, yeah. I mean, I think it depends on where you are in your career. If I were just going to be playing one more year, then I don't need to do a lot of training anymore. Then I just play tournaments and just do a lot of maintaining by stretching, massages, enough sleep, and all that stuff. But if I, my idea is trying to play longer, then I clearly need my build-ups and my breaks, and that's what I'm doing. That's why I'm skipping Miami. I won't just be sitting on the couch and, you know, doing stuff with my kids. I'll be working hard, trying to stay in shape, and then trying to get back to my best level fitness. That's more in the endurance part now. Coming into the clay and all that, which I'm happy to work on again, because in 14 I played a lot of just matches. But now I need to just catch up on some stuff, which I did before Dubai, and now this is the continuation of it. And clearly in 13 and then in 14, I quickly realized I have to change some things around, which was actually very interesting. I questioned everything that I was doing, from all my rehab to all my core exercises to my fitness exercises. I went through it with my whole team. What can I do? What can I not do? So it was obviously a scare what I went through last year against Stan in, at the World Tour Finals, but I'm happy that I didn't have any you know, setbacks again after that, because once you've had a back injury, you always hope that it goes away quickly and then it doesn't come back. And I've been able to stay injury-free and be able to actually train really hard in the off-season as well, so I feel like after this next build, I'm probably in really good shape physically. I mean, it's just getting used to the conditions. It's pretty simple at the end of the day. The more time you get, the better you start feeling. It's as simple as that. You know, when you come here, you practice for 2-3 days, and then you maybe lose in your first round. Of course, you're not going to be ecstatic about the conditions or about the way you've played. So then clearly you can suck out a lot of negativity out of the players. But I agree, I've also struggled a lot with the balls in the first couple of rounds and in practice as well. Just trying to find the right spin I can give the ball without shanking, and I feel like I had control. Also the serve, you know, it was a bit all over the place, because you can't serve very well here in the desert because of the conditions. But you just need to figure it out, and I feel like I have now. And that's why I'm hopeful for a good weekend then.
Last English, Craig?
Roger, the other day you were talking about longevity. In one sense, are you surprised that you're still playing? And just as a second part of what you were saying about training, picking up training after this, where will you train?
I'll be in Switzerland throughout until Monaco. I'm not surprised that I'm still playing. Let's put it that way, I'm just very happy that I'm playing at the level that I'm playing, that I can put myself in contention to win almost any tournament. It's a nice feeling to have after all these years, that I feel like I compete with the best, beat the best actually, because just feel like you compete with them is not enough. That's why like wins against Burridge or Novak in Dubai and all these wins, Milos in Brisbane, it's good to have right away at the beginning of the season. And then what was the other thing you said about?
It was more like if you were surprised if you were still playing at this stage.
No, yeah. I mean, yeah, exactly. I was going to say my goal was always to play for a long time. So since 2004, when I became world number one, I was at the crossroads and I said, well, I want to try to play as long as I possibly can. So let's not overplay. And I think that's also when I start to not play the weeks before slams and give myself that extra time, focus even more on the slams, and just give myself the best possible chance to be fit at the back end of the Grand Slam or avoid injury that way. Still make enough vacation. I'm a big believer in rests and then working hard in the off-season whenever you get a chance. So I think I did well. And if I look now how no top player almost plays a week before a Grand Slam, I don't know if that's a positive thing that I guess maybe create a little bit, but at the same time it seems like top guys are more injury-free than they ever have been, which is a good thing.
Thank you.